This is your daily COVID-19 employee update for April 16th from Dr. David Kirk, Executive Medical Director, Critical Care Medicine at WakeMed Physician Practices.
Good morning, everybody. This is David, and I'm honored to be asked to provide your daily COVID-19 update for April 16th. The growth in our state's numbers of positive cases is slowing due to the benefits of social distancing and the stay-at-home orders. Here at WakeMed, we continue to have a handful of positive cases on a daily basis. Only about 7% of the people we are testing are positive. Our number of COVID-19 positive patients on the floor and the ICUs have really remained stable over the last week. We have not needed to surge beyond our normal capacity. Over the last 48 hours, we've been able to successfully remove several people from life support as they've improved from their shock and respiratory failure. Patients are moving out of the ICU and patients are being discharged home. The critical care and floor teams that are taking care of COVID-19 patients are just doing an exceptional job. The job of taking care of COVID-19 patients is a little different and uncomfortable for all of us. One of my new jobs has been leading the critical resources team, along with the VP of Clinical and Support Services, Valerie Barlow. As you know, during this pandemic, the normal ways of getting supplies, such as personal protective equipment, have been dramatically disrupted. The critical resources team was designed to tackle this incredible challenge. This multidisciplinary task force had been aggressively procuring supplies, tracking usage rates, evolving our PPE use, designing safe conservation efforts, and developing new innovative ways to solve our supply challenges. One such challenge was that we needed everybody to wear a mask to protect our patients and staff. However, with the disruption in the supply chain, our number of masks were just extremely limited. We needed everybody to wear masks, but unfortunately, we just didn't have them. Ultimately, the critical resource team asked everybody to wear a mask, but to wear it over multiple shifts if it remained unsoiled. Now, we all admit that's an uncomfortable position, but it worked. We protected our patients and we protected our staff. With our leave no stone unturned efforts and our staff's willingness to follow the committee's recommendations, WakeMed thus far has avoided the complete exhaustion of essential protective supplies that have crippled many other systems. Scarce resources such as cleaning supplies, procedure masks, N95s, face shields, gowns, all of which were low as a few day supply at one time, are now improving back to more comfortable levels. Now, for example, we're asking staff if possible to wear masks just over one shift instead of multiple shifts. As our numbers stabilize, things are getting better. These tough, and yes, sometimes uncomfortable compromises are just amazing examples of how wonderful the WakeMed family is excelling through this pandemic. Thank you so much for being part of this team. Thank you so much for taking care of our COVID-19 patients. And please join us tomorrow for another update.
This has been your daily COVID-19 employee update for April 16th from WakeMed Health and Hospitals. Thanks for listening.